Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We talked about Cam Newton yesterday.
Yeah.
And the thing he's and what he said about the female reporter. And he finally has apologized.
Good.
And it did come after a couple sponsors dropped him.
Well, I don't think he really realized what he said until it started hitting him in the pocketbook.
And we're not in his head. We don't know what he was thinking when he was saying it. We can only react to what he said, and that's what most people did. But this is the apology he gave. It's written down.
Well, let's just tell what he said first.
There's a reporter asked him a question about...
Female reporter.
Yeah. A woman asked him a question, and it was about one of his wide receivers, and it was in-depth about football and running routes, which, you know, goes over the normal person.
Yeah, yeah.
And he started smiling and laughed and goes, that's funny. That's funny, hearing a female talk about routes. It's funny. That's what he said.
He's just totally dismissive, yeah.
And apparently she went and talked to him afterwards, and she said he didn't apologize, and that's where they left it. And this is what Cam Newton said. He said, after careful thought, I understand that my word choice was extremely degrading and disrespectful to women. And to be honest, that was not my intentions. And if you're a person who took offense to what I said, I sincerely apologize to you. I'm a man who tries to be a positive role model to my community and tries to use my platform to inspire
others. That's true. He has been hasn't he, for the most part, except for the slip-up?
Yeah.
He doesn't have a bad reputation, right?
No, not at all.
He's tried to do that. He said, I take ownership of to everything that comes with that, and what I did was extremely unacceptable. I'm a father of two beautiful daughters. And at their age, I try to instill in them that they can do and be anything that they want to be.
Except for sports reporters.
And the fact that during this process, I've already lost sponsors and countless fans, I realized that the joke is really on me. I've learned a valuable lesson from this. And to the young people who see this, I hope you learn something from this as well. Don't be like me. Be better than me. And to the reporters, to the journalists, to the moms, super moms, to the daughters, the sisters, and the women all around the world, I sincerely apologize and hope you can find the kindness in your heart to forgive me.
Well, he groveled. That was groveling.
That's a good apology.
He has a winning season. Nobody will remember this.
True. But it's a good apology.
So he has apologized.
And people slip up. So, you know, as long as it's not a pattern.
Right.
I don't think that we'll hold this against him forever and ever.
That's what we do. We learn from our mistakes and we move on.
Absolutely.
And speaking of moving on, Big Al Mac is ready to move on. Big Al Mac yesterday at the airport.
It's a process, JC. It's a process.
We had a nice little lunch, and out of the blue, there was this pretty girl sitting behind me.
Beautiful. A lot of people traveling.
Yeah.
We were at the airport, you know.
Mm-hmm. Justin, you got to witness this firsthand.
Yeah, and I was really impressed. It was like watching
that other person was really good.
You work your craft, and you still got it, Big Al. You got
I still
your
got it.
He still has
still
it. Got it.
Well, it was effective in getting the digits, but...
Well, see, here's the thing. We're sitting, the four or five of us are sitting at a table and in the restaurant at the airport. And this girl was sitting, like I said, JC, you didn't even see her.
No, I didn't know. You just started waving and going, hi.
I know it's about time for us to leave. So that's a good time to make conversation when it's time to leave, because there's a sense of urgency. All right?
Yeah.
So at least
is this part of your plan?
It's part of the plan, Kelly.
Oh.
And so I said, hey. I pretty much said it just like,
oh,
hey. Yeah, I don't have game.
No, you really don't.
I really don't.
But it worked.
But I have confidence when I'm with my friends. Okay. That's what I have. So I said, hey. She goes, hi. I said, all right, I'm in.
Has it?
Ice has been broken.
Yeah, she was going to New Orleans.
Did find out. I said, where are you going? New Orleans with my sister or friend or whatever for a bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
I said, not yours, I'm assuming. Nope. All right.
Now he knows she's single.
Ding, two. And I said, well, I guess I can call you and let you know where you should go when you get to New Orleans, because I go to New Orleans all the time. She goes, okay.
So smooth.
Boom.
Right? Got the number. Right? Non-threatening?
Yeah. Non-threatening. Got the phone number. And you're probably going to hold on to that for a couple of days. Let her have fun in New Orleans.
Sure, sure.
And then reach out?
Yeah. I was like, all right then.
My man.
That wasn't difficult at all.
And what'd you say? As soon as we all got up to leave.
I'm assuming she's 25-ish, I'm assuming. I don't know. I didn't ask. I looked at Kelly and said, what am I going to do with 25?
You're going to sleep on that.
Same thing you used to do, I guess.
No. Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, and then last night we were hanging out, and I got excited because our boss George got here. And when George comes to town, he wants to go out. You know,
yeah, because he doesn't get to go out at home.
Right. We live in different areas and stuff, and so he wanted to go out. And I said, I'll go out if Big Al goes out. Because I know Al's on the prowl, and I just want to go watch him.
This is an interesting turn of events, because we were still sitting there enjoying our drinks at dinner, and you guys all said your goodbyes like you were going to bed.
Yeah, I was
going to
go upstairs and watch football.
So what happened?
Well, I figured that Al would say he didn't want to go out. Al said, fine,
I'll go out.
Because I never go with y'all. So I said, you know what, let me try something different. We're in a different city. We're in Austin. Let's go out. Let me go out and go to one of these dive bars, one of these local places that's really going to, you know, show me what Austin is all about. I haven't been to Austin in a while, so one of these bars with a different name that I've never even heard of or something, you know. Meet some Austiners.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
that's what they're called, Austiners.
Yeah, it's how they keep Austin weird.
And so we had a little wolf pack of three, and our wolf pack of three grew into a whole wolf pack.
Yeah.
So we had a crew going out.
Like
Justin came out with us. Boss man George, Sean was with us, the daughter, her friends. And then we get to the spot. And I'm excited because I said, I am only coming out because my dude Big Al is coming out. About a minute after getting inside the restaurant or the bar area, I look around and I'm like, where's Al? And George goes, where is Al? And one of the girls goes, the dude that was with us? Yeah, he left.
Ghosted.
He ghosted us.
The art of ghosting.
Yeah, I did.
Not even a goodbye?
I said I would go.
You tricked me.
And I went. I went. I saw. I left.
You tricked us.
Yeah, I did. I walked in. I said, okay, this is what this place is all about. I remember. All right. Peace out. Deuces.
And deuces. Didn't say goodbye.
Deuces.
No, not a goodbye.
That's the
nothing.
Art of ghosting. You don't say goodbye.
That's right. That's right.
And you kept it weird, though. Yeah, it was weird.
I kept it weird.
Yeah. By the way, this moment of Big Al Matt getting his groove back is brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, if you want to apply to be Big Al's girlfriend. Why don't you head on over to ZipRecruiter.com?
You could create a job posting for that, right?
Probably.
I think that that might fall under a different category, but yes, you can create a job category. You can post a job for any job category that you have. You can do this nationwide. I've used this company four times, had great results.
Successfully.
Had great results. If you have a job opening, no matter what the industry is, anywhere in the country, go to ZipRecruiter.com and the applicants will appear in your email within a day.
Whether you have one opening or 100.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
They'll notify qualified candidates about your job opening within minutes of it posting.
That's right. They have the smart matching technology that's really, really cool. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/kid. Try it out for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD.
Thank you, Big Al, Mac. And I'm glad you got a phone number, even though you ditched me last night.
Well, I wouldn't call it a ditch. Don't take that personal, JC.
I know.
Please don't take that personal.
I don't get upset with you guys. We get up early. Yeah. You got to do your thing.
No ill intent.
We all ghost at times, but Al's the champion of ghosting.
I just don't even go.
Yeah, Jenna just doesn't go.
Everyone knows by now. I'm like, Jenna goes to bed.
Jenna had a long weekend, so we knew she wasn't going to come
out. I got to prepare.
Yeah. And Kelly, she likes
sleep. I was so excited to sleep. I almost started crying. I literally almost started crying as I was going to my room. I'm just like, I'm so happy.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Play Win Game coming up. We'll ask you to call in so you can answer five simple questions. Hopefully score $500 for yourself. And then we'll give some to your favorite charity. Whatever you win, they get. And we still got to get to Sandwich and Some Lovin' Oversharing podcast.
So excited.
With Kelly Raspberry about an hour from now. We'll see what that talk was all about.
All right.
It's going to be a hot sandwich.
Oh, it's going to be hot, Justin.
Hot sandwich.
Lots of meat.
Ooh. Calm down, Justin. Calm down.
Hey, now. Part-time Justin.
I got a laptop.
You got a laptop. Whose laptop is that, by the way?
Oh, it's Nicole Gogan's.
Oh.
Yeah, she gave me with a little pink mouse. So sweet. She set me up. I don't know what I'm going to do on it. I'm not going to look at
anything. Don't know her password.
You look official now.
Now
you're
going
to prep for our interviews. Yeah.
So yes, Justin came on a work trip without a work laptop.
Yeah. So my laptop screen broke, so now it's just nothing.
But this is what you said a year ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's been broken for a year.
But ask him if he's got some great outfits for this week.
Yeah, he has great outfits.
I bet he does.
Yeah, we're interviewing a bunch of bands, and I'm like, Justin, this morning you can help me by, like, you know, we're getting all these last second. Like, this band will do media. This band, we can interview them. And I'm like, you got to help me do the prep.
Right.
So we know what to talk to them about.
Big interviews coming up this weekend with Jenna and part-time Justin.
From Austin City Limits.
Yeah.
Big two-weekend concert.
And speaking of interviews, Justin, you got to practice your interviewing skills on the red carpet.
Yes.
With Tyler Perry.
Yeah. So, all right.
Because we're having a Tyler Perry off between Justin and Big Al.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling pretty confident, Big Al.
You liked your interview. Yeah. You're a huge fan of Tyler Perry movies, right?
I know. He's brought so much entertainment and laughter into my family's living room. So much respect for him.
What was the setup for this interview?
Yeah. Okay, so it's on the red carpet, and I'm next to... I'm next to two other media outlets, but one guy doesn't show up till like the last minute from some weekly report.
Somewhere.
I don't know where it is. Yeah, he's old. Anyways, so he shows up. He shows up a minute before Tyler Perry shows up on the red carpet.
Yeah.
And then as soon as Tyler Perry gets on, he's just in his face with the camera, like, ching, 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 ching.
Was this your first red carpet? Because they're very aggressive. If this is your first one and you're not used to
I guess.
It's stressful. You have 60 seconds to talk to someone, they do an interview right next to you.
Yes.
And it's you, and it's just stressful. Nothing.
Yeah, it's bodies on bodies, and then you're sticking your arm out.
Yeah.
Over a fence trying to get them in the shot, too.
I mean, stress level-wise, I would say Justin had the more stressful type of interview because, again, you don't know how long it's going to be.
Oh, I don't know. That one-on-one is pretty stressful.
That sit-down one-on-one, you got to be more prepared.
Right. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And for 10 minutes, in fact, it was either 10 minutes or 30. I'm not sure.
All right, so let's hear how Justin's interview went on.
So the guy's taking pictures, and then Tyler Perry's just like, oh, get that camera out of my face.
Of course he was. Yeah. All right, let's hear how Justin's interview with Tyler Perry went on the record.
Hello, what's up, Tyler Perry?
Thank you for having enough pictures. You are in, like, let me take some of these of you. Okay, go ahead. Hey,
hello,
man, sorry.
What's
up?
Boo 2, Madea's Halloween, a second one.
Yes, Boo 2. Yeah.
They say one for the money, two for the show.
One for the money, two for the show. If I do it three, we all going to have to go.
You know, and, well, people want to know, what candy are you going to be giving out to the trick-or-treaters? What does Tyler Perry give out?
Me? I don't give out candy to trick-or-treaters. My house sits so far back in the woods, nobody will come back there.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're afraid to
come. So you're not getting any trick-or-treaters this year?
No. You don't want to come to my house.
Okay.
Lights off, everything shut down. No.
And now, I've always seen Madea as a superhero. There's a lesson you learn from at the end of the movie. She always ends up on top. How come she doesn't have an action figure yet?
That's a very good question, but I have to think about that. Guess she should.
And if she was, I think one of the taglines for her when you pull the string in the back, one would be mud to the damn DEA.
Okay.
What would be another one?
Get somewhere and sat the hell down.
Okay, good. What advice, as someone who's a successful writer and producer, do you have to people who are trying to make it to where you are at now?
Don't stop. Let it be like breathing to you. Don't give up. Like every breath you take moves. Nobody has to tell you to breathe, so nobody has to tell you to try to succeed. So just keep going. Just keep going.
Thank you so much, Mr. Perry. And on behalf of my family and friends from Houston, thank you so much for your donation for the hurricane relief and bringing entertainment and laughter into our living room.
That's what we need, right? To laugh a little bit, right? Yeah.
This is why this movie's out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. To lift us. 100 minutes of just nonstop laughter to take your mind off. It's a silly film. Take your mind off everything and just relax. Yeah, this is a kid show?
Yes, Kid Craddock Morning Show. Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Okay, I can't.
That's his name.
Oh, okay, great. Oh. I thought it was kids, children.
Oh, yeah. Well, his name is Kid, yeah.
Okay, got it. I thought I said hail to the kids. I don't want to say hail to the kids.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
Part-time
perfect.
Justin. My eyes are
I'm standing up right now.
I'm looking at you.
Justin, that was so good. I'm so excited to interview with you this weekend.
I feel all grown up now.
And you could tell you were talking fast. He was talking fast because you both knew you had such limited time together.
Yeah.
But it was a little frantic, but it was so good.
That was awesome. You got what we all look for in an interview. You got the VGQ, the very good question.
Response.
You know? That's so
the
good.
Very
That's
good
so question. Exciting.
How many VGQs did you get on your interview?
Well, mine was more of a talk. It was more of a casual sit down. We conversated. I didn't get very good questions.
You were wincing throughout Justin's, like,
because it was so good.
Yours is so bad.
All I could think about was it was like, man, that guy when you watch football, JC,
right?
That guy is so good, and when you know you're kind of sorry, you're like, oh man, I wish I could do that.
Right?
Yeah, that's how I was listening to Justin's interview. Like, wow, that's good. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Justin.
Big
what do you attribute that incredible performance to?
Like, who do like?
Yeah,
who would I like to think?
No, what do you attribute it to? Yeah, you prepared. You're a fan.
Fearlessness.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing: when you're on the red carpet and you're interviewing someone, you're in control of how the conversation goes. So you know how you're always thinking about conversations is in your head. Well, mm-hmm. when you're doing that, you control the conversation. So I think that's why the red carpet was a little bit easier than a sit-down conversation.
But you went through it in your head beforehand?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of memorized
I planned
your questions?
It, yeah, in order.
Oh, cool.
I think that's what it was.
You
that's
great. Memorization. You have it written down?
No, it was on from the noggin.
That's crazy nuts.
I'm looking at the text messages rolling in right now. Nick, not the producer, our boy Nick, not the producer, said, good job, Justin.
Yeah. Come on, not the producer.
You got, yes, Justin killed it.
Yeah. And the movie was funny, guys. The movie was really
Was it really funny?
Yeah, it's not a very serious movie where, like, you're gonna follow it, but it's meant to make you laugh.
See, Tyler could tell that you weren't a fan.
Right,
I bet.
Right away.
Tell me
about the attitude Tyler had towards Justin compared to the attitude Tyler had towards you in your interview.
It was like, Tyler was, like, looking at me, waiting on me to ask him something of substance. Or just waiting on me to ask him something. See, this is how I did it. And we'll get into it next week. When we don't even have to play mine, to be honest. This was good enough.
We're playing it on Tuesday, by the way.
I wish we had it right now. I want to hear it.
This was good enough. I had, like, probably 8 questions that I had typed up, and I put them on my phone. And I text them to myself. So then I got to the interview, and there's 8 or 9 people in this room.
I was making excuses.
And I'm thinking of other questions. I'm like, oh, man, that'd be good. So I go back, and I kind of edit my text. I'm like, that'd be good. And then they say, okay, Al, you're first.
Yeah.
You're first. Ooh. I'm like, okay.
That's good. He's fresh.
Yeah, not warmed up.
He's not in a bad mood from a previous bad interview.
Or unless he's not a morning person. I don't know. So I go to this other little place to tell me to stay there for 5 minutes and wait. And I'm there. I'm like, oh, I just thought of something else. So now I'm kind of frazzled because I had stuff. I added stuff. I added more stuff.
Keep it simple, man.
And I got it on my phone, right? So I'm just going to kind of scroll through on my phone. And then I start the interview. And I started in the middle of what I...
Oh, I can't wait for this.
And so I don't know whether to scroll up and
then
scroll...
Yeah, you don't know where to go now. You're stuck.
I don't
stuck.
Know where to go, and I'm trying to listen to the man. Mm. I'm almost crying right now.
Oh, man.
Well, speaking of crying, from the text, I'm crying like a proud mama for Justin in my car right
Thank
now.
Thank you, yes.
Even the haters, Justin.
Wow.
I'm a Justin hater, usually.
Pray for the haters.
Oh, wow.
But... That was legit. Good. I now love Justin.
Oh, come on.
You're turning the haters around, my friend.
That is really meaningful. Thank you, guys.
Okay,
love
so everybody that loved Justin's interview with Tyler Perry, please do not tune in on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because... You're only going to be disappointed.
You know that's making people want to tune in even more.
Maybe we should replay Justin's on Tuesday.
You know,
maybe that's what we should do.
We got time because it was such a quick and good interview that it didn't feel long at all.
It flowed.
Yeah. I was a little nervous, all sweating down, but it was. And he looked at me in the soul. You know, he looked at me in the eyes.
Did you look at his soul too?
I sure did. Yeah. Me and Tyler Perry have a connection now.
You're soul connected.
Soul connected.
I feel like you and Kelly soul connected because you guys are all matching today with the same outfits.
Yeah, we got our guns out. Guns out, guns out.
Look at Kelly and Justin getting the same shirt on right now.
Oh, put your arm down, Justin.
My man.
Put your arm down.
Yeah. Okay. Hairy armpits are not the deal. Right?
No, I shaved them.
What, you did?
Yeah.
You trimmed them. Yeah, you didn't shave them.
Well, you should have seen
it
before.
It's a square.
Yeah, you see this little square right here?
I don't need to see your underarm pits.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right. We got to play, win, give.
You're going to do a great interview, then show me your armpit.
Look at Al.
He can do whatever
he
wants.
So angry at you right now, Justin.
Don't
you
be
made
mad
him look bad.
You jealous of that pit?
Yeah, I am.
I got a baddie.
I got an M. I'm jealous of his armpits.
All right, Kid Nation, get those phones out and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
I was crying.
I'm not
How much
crying.
Are you dreading
say so much?
My eye is sweating. I'm not crying.
I hate that feeling. Like, you know from that moment until we air that interview, you just feel terrible.
I know. I was like, this is how I'm kicking off my weekend.
Was
with
it
this.
Worse than Wiz Khalifa?
Oh.
You know what? I sent myself a tweet. Worst interview ever.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, but did we even finish giving the phone number out?
805-GEEK is sorry.
We're looking for caller number 13. We'll let Al go fix his sweaty eyeballs right now. Because he's really nervous about next week. We'll play, win, give. Score $500 next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can score $500 for yourself and then $500 for your favorite charity with this game we call Play, Win, Give. First, we got to meet our contestant. I think this is the fun part of the when we're on a remote. Katie, are you there?
Yes.
Hey.
All right.
Hey,
Katie.
Oh, my God.
The phones work.
I have been trying to call for years.
Well, you
for
got
years?
Through.
What did you want?
What did I want? I wanted
yeah, well, so you've been trying to call for years. I thought you wanted something. Okay.
Well, congratulations. You got through finally, Katie. What are you up to right now?
I'm driving home from work.
Oh, oh third shifter. Oh, all right.
Nice.
Good deal.
What do you do overnights?
I'm an ER nurse.
Good for you.
Was it a slow night or did you guys have a pretty busy night last night?
Oh, it wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad.
I worked 11 to 7, though.
Oh,
right. 11 to 7, so that's, yeah.
That's when the good stuff comes in.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah, overnight, overnight in the ER. Yeah.
Katie, which charity are you playing for today?
St. Jude's.
St. Awesome. Jude. This will be the second time St. Jude gets the hookup. In fact, the first play was for St. Jude. Andrea got $400 for St. Jude that turn.
Oh, let's make it five today, 500.
Yeah, let's see if we can get 500, Katie. Here's how it works. We got five questions for you. They're each worth 100 bucks. Whatever you get, that's what we get to St. Jude, okay?
Okay.
And hopefully these questions are really easy for you because, for the most part, we have talked about most of these questions on the show.
One of these is really hard.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I'm kidding. One of them is very easy.
It's hard for you, but it might not be hard for Katie.
You know? Never know.
All right. Never know.
Katie, are you ready for your first question? I'll take a yes.
Yes, okay. We're going to take that as a yes.
All right. All right, Katie.
Uh-oh.
Katie.
Hello?
No.
That is connected. Yeah, Katie's gone.
Oh, is it Trey? Do you want to play?
What happened?
I can. I don't know that I can take the money.
We heard the click.
She's been trying to call for years.
What happened?
I guess it disconnected.
Can we get her back on the phone real quick?
Well, our phone lines are probably blown up.
We gotta move on.
I'm
That's
sure.
unfortunate.
We have a backup, Trey?
No.
Oh, no. All right, here's what we're gonna. I got you. Here, we'll get a backup contestant. Oh. Right now, we'll do some new music Friday because I got some music for you guys while we wait for a new contestant.
Oh.
Because I know it sucks.
Yeah.
Sometimes
right.
you get disconnected. These cell phones don't work sometimes.
No.
But our buddy Sam Smith has a new song out called Pray. You
okay.
Hear that?
Pray. Pray. Soul is just rejuvenated voice.
He's going to be on SNL this weekend with Gal Gadot.
Wonder Woman,
yes. Ah. He'll be on the show with her performing, Sam Smith.
I love Sam Smith.
I saw he was on a little date with the dude from 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
They were spotted out and about, hanging out together.
A happy gay couple.
Yeah. Mm. And,
Let's find you one this week.
Yeah, we'll find me one.
Oh, you'll be fine, Justin. Yeah, you'll be
maybe
good.
Big Al can show me some of his game.
Yeah, oh, Al's okay. got game. He got a phone number yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
Adam Levine took some time away from
really?
The Voice to get with his band Maroon 5. They got Help Me Out coming out today. I like it. A little different sound for Adam Levine.
I like their stuff out now.
Yeah.
That thing he's doing with SZA, I love. Or they, Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the guy we're trying to become best friends with, and hopefully we'll eventually get to hang out at his house because we've talked to him enough.
Yeah, right?
Our boy Charlie Puth got a new one out called How Long.
Ooh. You've been creeping around on me while you're calling me.
Charlie Puth, the man with the perfect pitch.
He is. Yeah.
You tell him to hum in the key of C and he will do it. I don't know if that's how you say it in musical terms, but...
Hey, hum in the key of C.
Hum a C note, please. Thank you. And you can
music
do that
boy.
Yeah. But Charlie Puth's been working on his own music, and I think he's been working with a bunch of other people, too. So hopefully we'll be hearing about that coming up soon.
All right.
And your boy's girlfriend, Big Al.
Gwen Stefani
got Christmas Eve out today. Sorry, Jenna.
Not time yet.
No.
I'm so excited for Christmas.
Stop it.
Yes. Deck the halls.
All right, we respect you, Gwen, but it's too soon.
No, you got to put the albums out now.
Yeah, you got to, man.
If you put it out in the... Okay, November 28th would be good.
We got a 7
Not enough time. Not enough time.
November 1st.
November 1st.
Just respect Halloween. I'm so sick of people disrespecting this holiday.
After Thanksgiving, we have plenty of time to buy the Christmas songs.
After Thanksgiving?
After Thanksgiving, yeah.
No, dude.
No.
You, you got to, man.
You
got to
look at that Christmas tree for 2 months.
I don't know, man.
Are there any Thanksgiving songs?
Tin Can Turkey Man, hello.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
I'll stab you with my picture.
So that's your new music out today. Got Sam Smith, Maroon 5, Charlie Puth, and Gwen Stefani with a Christmas song for you if you're in the Christmas spirit before Halloween. But I'm on the Jenna bandwagon. I ain't about that life.
Yeah, people say I'm a hater. I'm not hating on Christmas. I just wanted you to give it a minute.
Yeah, give it a minute.
What if you see Santa Claus as on Halloween? Someone
always,
dressed up
as... That.
Yeah, there will be some people dressed up
they
as...
They have killer Santa Claus movies.
Yeah. Okay.
It's troubling for children, though.
Krampus. You can dress up as Krampus, right? Is that his name?
Krampus.
I think we got a new contestant on the phone. Vicky, are you there?
Oh, my God. Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm here. Thank y'all so much. This is awesome.
Oh, no. This is...
No, thank Katie.
Yeah, because Katie's phone broke. What are you driving to work right now, Vicky?
No.
Now you're just chilling?
No.
All right, Vicky. Well, here's the rules. We got five questions for you.
We got a lot of feedback, and I don't know if it's your phone that needs to be...
She's just talking to us.
Okay, good.
But we got five questions for you, each worth $100. Yeah. What is the charity you're playing for this morning?
I am playing for Kids Kids.
Kids Kids.
Yay!
Thank you.
That'll be our third Kids Kids donation. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
So now
you're
definitely
welcome.
We want you to win that $500. Vicky,
absolutely.
Are you ready? Are you ready for your first question?
Yes, I am.
All right. What is Chandler's last name in the sitcom Friends?
That would be Bing.
That would be right.
Ding. Yay.
Ding.
That's
for Bing.
$100 for you. You started off right.
Awesome. All right, here's your second question. Which morning show member is the biggest fan of the Backstreet Boys?
That would be Kelly.
That would be me.
That is correct.
Yay.
$200 so far.
All right, here we go. What is the name of the city where the cartoon family, The Simpsons, live?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Magic. My gosh.
Kind of a toughie.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Cleveland.
No. Good a guess as any.
Springfield. We still don't know which state, but I think they said it was Oregon, but it's Springfield.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask one, Justin?
Oh, yes.
Ask that one right there.
Okay. All right. Which morning show member is African-American?
That would be Big Al.
Girl, you are correct.
Yay.
Oh, you forgot. Allegedly, Justin.
Oh, allegedly.
Yeah.
Reportedly.
Oh, I like how Kelly passed that question off to Justin.
No, I just wanted to participate. We're going around the table.
That's fine.
No, we're going around the table. Yes. I really didn't mean anything by that.
No, it's fine.
I feel honored to ask.
Do you want to ask the next one? I'm not trying to pass the buck.
Hold on. So far, you got $300 to make it $400 for yourself and $400 for Kids Kids. You got to get this last question right.
What was your name again?
Okay.
Girl.
Hello.
Vicky.
All right, Vicky. Okay, ready?
Hello.
Ready? Come on, Vicky. How many strings does a violin have?
Oh, my gosh. 8.
No.
Oh, that's a lot of strings.
That's hard.
That's two violins.
Divide that by 2. It's 4.
Yeah, 4.
That was a tough one.
I didn't know that
that's
one either.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, you got $300, right?
$300,
yes,
Vicky.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
What'd you
I wish
do with
it could have been 5 for Kids Kids, but.
Oh. You wish it had been 5 for you.
Yeah. I will put the other $200
in. How are you going to spend it, Vicky?
You know, I have my youngest son's birthday is this month, so it'll probably go towards that.
There you go.
Aw. What's his name?
His name is Cooper.
Cooper.
And October 27th, so.
Okay.
Coop.
Awesome.
Happy early birthday, buddy.
Yep.
Well, enjoy that $300. Thank you for playing, and thank you for donating to Kids Kids, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Great weekend, Vicky. And coming up next, it's time to get into Jenna's world. It's time for That's What I Like with Jenna Owens. We'll see what she's into next.
Austin City Limits Weekend 1 is here, and we are too.
Time for...
Courtesy of Austin Way Magazine, we are live from the JW Marriott Austin on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're live from Austin, Texas this morning.
That's right. Down here with the ACL.
Thanks to Austin Way Magazine.
Yeah.
JW Marriott.
We're cool like that.
Treating us right. We got a studio audience this morning.
I know.
Yay.
Make some noise, y'all. All right.
Now, there are friends that came with us, but there's still a studio audience, so yeah. There's that. Jenna, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm doing something totally different today since we're on the road.
Okay.
I did not bring gifts.
You didn't?
Aww. Well, cancel the segment.
So, you wanted to beautify yourself before the day starts?
I got so excited because you checked the bag and I was like, that's where our gifts are.
I checked the bag because I'm here all weekend and I need some outfits.
That's
right. No, I was going to bring you, we'll do snacks next week. But
like
today we're going to change it up. I have two things for That's What I Like.
Okay.
First is a song. I don't know if you guys know this about me because I have a real weird taste in music, or maybe I should say vast. I like a lot of different kinds of music.
Okay.
And one of my favorite genres is alternative rock. Like 90s rock was always my favorite. Yeah. So there's this band I love. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're called Nothing But Thieves.
Okay.
They've been on the scene for a minute. They're a British rock band. They've been around since about 2012, but they have a new song out called Sorry, and I love it. Kind of pop rock.
What's the name of the band again?
Nothing But Thieves.
Nothing But Thieves.
Mm-hmm.
I think you told me about these guys before.
Yeah, I've been listening to them for a while, but yeah, this is a new song called Sorry.
Yeah.
Do they steal your heart?
I love this. I love this band. I love a lot of their songs, so check them out. You'll like them. But alt rock. They got Lean's little pop.
They got the long hair or they got the short hair going?
I don't know. These days, you know, that's what's so tough about a lot of bands. Unless it's a huge, famous, you know, pop star, we don't always know what they look like.
Right?
Even today, you know, Justin and I are headed out to interview a bunch of bands at ACL and bands that I've heard before and listened to on playlists, but I don't necessarily know what they all look like. Yeah. It's always interesting. Have you seen Willie Nelson's son, by the way?
Yeah, he looks like a young...
Yeah, he's hot.
He's got the long hair, the beard.
Yeah.
Looks like he's from Lord of the Rings.
Okay, and speaking of hot...
Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of hot guys, I have one of my best friends here, and that's who I want to bring in for That's What I Like. And he's not going to like this. He's not going to like that this is... That's What I Like.
Uh-huh.
But I have to bring him in. Steven, come over here.
Come on, Steven. So he has no idea, obviously.
So basically, Jenna's saying she likes best friend's husband.
Look at his face.
I do. I love my best friend's husband, but it's okay because I met my best friends when they were already married. They actually met in college. They went to UT. They're down here for the weekend.
Yeah.
And so when I met them, of course, I became friends with Claudia, his wife. Claudia works with us at the show. And Claudia and Steven are two of my best friends. They have a baby named Sid.
Claudia's
Sid's
my best friend.
Just over a year old.
Claudia's my best friend because she pays us.
You might not know this. Hey, Steven, does your mic work?
Hey.
Steven acts shy.
He's not going to like this. Yeah, he acts shy.
But
he's not
shy
at all. He's one of the funniest people I know. He needs a spot on the radio show. That's a big buildup for you right now, isn't it? But what I found out from Claudia is that Steven's actually a super fan of our radio show.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that when I first met them. But I'm not his favorite. Who's your favorite on the show?
Kelly.
Oh!
Really?
JC.
Off air, it's JC.
Oh.
I had no idea. That's so sweet.
I have a bro crush on you, dude.
Yeah.
Right,
I had no idea.
Oh, she's kind of tearing up a little bit.
Sweet.
You knew.
What do you love?
No, I really didn't.
What do you love the most about Kelly?
Everything.
You love everything.
Everything. Her red hair.
Yeah.
Her willingness to share about her love life on her podcast that we're going to get to in about 40 minutes.
Her positivity.
Yeah.
Were you shocked when my husband said that was what he liked most about me was my positivity?
No, that's a good thing to like in somebody.
But do you agree with that though? Because I'm not known for my positivity.
No, you are not.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's true. But I still think you're positive.
Oh, it's her nails, isn't it? Wow. That's what you love about her.
Her nails do look good right now.
Steven's super opinionated about trends with girls and fashion trends. He hates when I have nail polish.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He calls attention to
it. What was that?
Yeah.
Did you ever put that video? Jenna showed me a video of Steven, and I was rolling laughing.
Girl talk.
Yeah, because he was in the pool, and he was so serious about girl talk with Steven.
What do you think about JC's nails?
I bite them.
Look good and clear and short.
They're perfect.
That's what he likes, huh?
I bite them, too. I don't even cut them. That's just natural.
What's your favorite part about being a new dad?
So I only live like 5 to 10 minutes from my office, but now that I have to take him to daycare, it's 20 minutes the opposite way, so I can listen to y'all more in the morning.
Aww. That's your
favorite part about being a new dad.
Benefits.
So having a kid was actually beneficial for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You listen more.
You got a new listener here.
Yeah. You're a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, because Sid counts as another listener.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, Sid's listening.
He loves y'all too.
Yeah.
Shout out, Sid.
Sid's my dude. And now you're a lawyer by trade, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
What kind of law?
Corporate finance.
That sounds boring.
That's good.
It is.
Yeah.
Boring. Financial work. Law.
Yeah.
Contracts and stuff.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Do you
okay.
get to say objection?
I don't. You don't have to argue in the court then. You just like it's strictly all just.
Correct. It's all transactional. Oh,
okay.
Work.
Just paperwork.
Correct.
Can you do our contracts?
I could.
Oh, really?
Oh,
hey now.
George is saying no, he's too smart. Well, too bad, George.
I haven't tapped into this yet.
Yeah. Don't you just become a lawyer to say objection? Isn't that part of the
reason? Yeah. And have nice suits.
I think I said it in law school a few times, but I haven't said it in a while.
Yeah.
What's your favorite legal term?
Voir dire. Voir dire.
Mine's pro bono.
Mine's probably the deal's closed.
Well, yeah, are you excited, JC and Steven, with your bromance? Because, you know, we are all going to a Halloween party together. Yeah. Steven and Claudia were part of my trophy costume last year that won, and now JC and Kinsey want to be a part of this, so we are doing a group costume this year.
Well, full disclosure, I actually,
what?
Because Claudia, his wife, sent out an email asking, like, what do you guys want to do for the group costume? And I was probably going to go with the other one, but then Steven said the one he liked, so I piggybacked on Steven's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing the idea I wanted, but it's okay.
Since we're not doing the idea you wanted, why don't you say what it was? If that's completely off the table, for sure.
We were going to do pop art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it looks like you're coming straight from comic book, like and you got paint on your face and the
lines. A lot of makeup, a lot of work.
Like a cartoon in real life.
This is the thing that we learned as the girls, Claudia and Mackenzie, my other best girlfriend who's here. We worked so hard on our Halloween costumes last year. The guys have it easy. They put in no effort.
Yeah.
They just get to get painted and go. And we thought we want to kind of do a give up this year.
It's a give up, but it's good.
It's funny.
Fine.
You're dressing like bananas.
We comfy. Yeah, comfy, just, funny.
Sort of.
You're dressing like bananas.
No.
It's going to be risque. Not as risque as apparently what's on Kelly and Alan's podcast.
Right.
But
yeah,
it's close.
Yeah.
A peeled banana. Hang on.
Kind of.
All right.
It's very risque.
Did you only become friends with me, Steven, because you liked the show so much, or would we have been friends anyway?
Aw, sweet.
I've always thought that's what it was.
Now I'm bummed I'm going home today. I didn't know that they were going to come out this weekend.
Change your flight.
I know.
They're the most fun parents I've ever met. They're more fun than me. Sid, their son, has been to more bars than I've been to, and he's just barely over 1 year old. Seriously.
Start them young, man. Gotta start them young.
It's true. They are so much fun.
Look, Jenna said she didn't bring us gifts, but she did. She brought us Steven.
I brought you my friends.
Is this your first time on the radio, Steven?
This is.
How do you think it's going?
It's a lot harder.
It's my last time also.
No, you're great. You're
well, you
great.
Know what? We thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Very
you.
Uplifting.
I appreciate your
Thanks
friendship.
For the surprise.
Yeah, be on the lookout for Steven on Jenna's Snapchat and Instagram stories.
Yeah, if you follow me, you see my friends all the time.
Because when he makes an appearance, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
If he's a funny dude.
Mm-hmm. We got to keep it classy, though.
Yeah,
he's a lawyer.
All right, order in the court.
No, the judge says that, or the
yeah,
or the
that's
bailer.
The judge.
Or the bailiff, probably.
Do you ever want to
be? You say, may I approach the bench?
May I approach
yes,
the bench?
Yes, that's
may.
It.
Counsel? Do you ever say counsel? I don't know what that means.
Do you ever
means.
Go back to the quarters? What's it called? The
chambers.
Chambers,
yeah.
Or the quarters.
Or do you got the jabble or the gavel?
The gavel.
The gavel. Wow. What is that?
Steven's not going to be our friend anymore. If
Steven's
say
so much smarter than all of
I've
us.
I've never been to court, so.
Dumb law stuff we're saying.
Yeah, you will. You will, dude.
Oh,
oh
man.
I can't wait.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yay!
Yay!
Studio audience.
Yay!
Yay!
Live! People here.
That's right, Big Al Mac. Where are we, Big?
We are Big. Well, I checked into the lovely JW Marriott yesterday. They were looking for Mac. I said, Mac. What's your first name? Al? No. They had me under Big. Big, uh-huh. Big Al.
Big Mac.
Big Al. Was my
Is that what
name.
Took so long?
Yeah, that's why it took so long. They couldn't find me.
They put Big as your name?
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys get the chocolate guitar
yes.
with the little pretzels
yes.
and
yes.
the macaroons?
You don't follow me on Instagram or you would have known I got one.
Oh, they were so good.
Well, that was so cute.
I ate that whole guitar.
Kelly was guilty of copy and paste yesterday.
Yeah, I was.
Oh,
I had to go fix it.
I loved it.
I had to go fix it.
You know, they tell us who to mention,
uh-huh.
right? Like, because it's kind of hard to remember every business's Instagram
yeah.
tag and
the
stuff.
Ad.
And Kelly wrote, yeah, Instagram only.
Yeah, oops.
And Jen, I know you love the gym at hotels and stuff because
yes.
you like to get your fitness on when you go
You've
travel.
You've already been?
I went to the gym yesterday, and I'd say this is probably the best gym I've ever been to at a hotel.
No way.
Because it's right next to the pool. And it's all glass. So you see all these beautiful people at the pool while
you're getting...
It motivates you. Yeah, while you're getting your workout on. You're like, dang. Like, actually, no, it didn't motivate me. I wanted to be out there at the pool.
But it was a beautiful gym.
Yeah, it was a great gym.
I have to check it out.
I'll go run by there.
Yeah,
the run by.
Keep my head in.
Yeah. I'm run by there while I'm getting me some old bacon.
Get yourself. Go to the pool, man. The pool looks awesome. It was like a party the whole time.
This hotel's been great. There's been tons of people here, too.
Yeah.
Everything going on this weekend.
They have a Tito's Vodka convention going on right now.
Holla.
Yeah. My hands are in the air.
If I'm not mistaken, I think there's a Red Bull convention, too. I just saw a sign.
Oh, my really? Two favorite
things. Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
I saw a sign. I'm not sure.
That's what
I drink. They come for ACL.
Every time I see somebody, I think I'm going to get like a bottle for free or something.
Yeah.
And you're hoping.
Yeah. Hadn't happened.
No, it hasn't happened yet. But they're really nice people.
Yeah.
They're all super nice. And there's also some celebrities here at the hotel. Because yesterday, I was in my room, and I get a text from boss man George.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, we're at the bar having drinks. And I walk down there, and they're all sitting in a circle. And I sit next to George, and George goes,
Hey, man.
See that guy over there? I was like, yeah. He goes, you know who that is. And I looked, and I'm like, it's a dude on a laptop. I was like, he goes, you know who is. That's Robbie. You know Robbie. I'm like, where do I know Robbie from? And he goes, Bachelorette. And when he said that, everything came to. Now that you put the show
all
to
the
it.
All the puzzle pieces, yes.
Yeah.
So you and George are sitting there fangirling.
The fact that George is able to identify a Bachelor contestant, that's pretty good. That our boss is able to, because that's our show. We talk about that. You know, and so Robbie's sitting there on his computer and he goes, want me to see if I can get him on the show?
That's a very good George voice, by the way.
Was that better? I've been practicing.
Right. Yeah.
I've been practicing with my wife. She says I'm getting better. And I said, okay, yeah, I think so. I was like, first, why don't you ask White Cheddar? Let's see if White Cheddar needs him on the schedule.
Yeah.
And Cheddar said, yeah. So he didn't go talk to him. White Cheddar and I walked up to Robbie, which is weird.
He didn't have, like, handlers all around him?
No, he was just sitting on the couch on his computer.
Was his date there?
Later there was a date. And we walked up and he said, hey, how would you like to be on our show since you're a social media influencer?
He is?
Yeah, that's what he says he does.
Is that his job title?
Yeah, that's his job title.
Oh,
and he goes,
my gosh.
Unfortunately, he was flying out last night, but he said, I would love to, call you guys. I'm going to Vegas for some festival.
Appearance.
Yeah, it's like a bachelor festival or something.
Okay.
They have bachelor festivals?
Batch Fest.
Yeah.
2017.
I forgot what it was called, but it was some festival, and a bunch of his friends were going to be out there from the show. And apparently, he's roommates with poofy hair, Jeff Holm. The one that
Emily Maynard chose.
Yeah, so he was telling us he was meeting up with his roommate out there. So they live together. They date each other. Yeah, they all
date. They're dude mates.
It's like, not each other, like those guys, but everybody that's in the Bachelor world.
They all date each other.
They just date each other.
Yeah.
It's like, once you're in that world, it's like high school.
I think there's a certain age when dudes are not supposed to have roommates.
Yeah.
I mean, not to hate on Robbie.
What's the cutoff?
Well, you know what? They're probably, they don't stay put long enough. It doesn't
traveling all the
justify,
time.
Yeah.
You know?
So he said he would be on the show, and so...
Well, I don't want him on the show unless he's here. Yeah. I mean, we're going to talk to him about the
phone.
Because
you want to look
at him.
Well,
when we walked in, he was so pretty.
Is he pretty?
Yeah, he's so pretty. I was like, who's this attractive
too pretty,
man?
Right?
And he was on his laptop, and I was like, I'm going to be a creep and just look what he's looking at on his computer. And he was going through all of his model photos.
No.
Trying to figure out what he was going to post on the ground.
Yeah, he was. I asked him what he was doing. He was doing influencing.
Really cool pictures. Paint over a naked body.
At the time, he was influencing.
All right.
So Trey, back at the studio, called Robbie's phone. Trey, can you hit it?
Trey,
are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, did you call Robbie's phone?
Were you busy?
I
wasn't
listening. I called it, yeah.
What are you listening to?
You guys?
No, cool.
Okay. Can you play back your call?
He doesn't have it.
Oh, you don't have it? What happened when you called Robbie?
Will you reenact it?
Oh, okay.
God, you have to take it from there.
Okay.
Well, that's all it did. It just rang and rang and rang. It was a voicemail.
What does voicemail sound like?
You've reached the number.
So he didn't have his own voice.
What's the number? Just kidding.
So he didn't answer the phone for us.
He's busy influencing.
But he did have one of the, I'm pretty sure, one of the twins, the blonde twins that's been on the show before, showed up a few minutes later after we talked to him and sat down with him.
Oh, really?
And they had a glass of wine. I'm pretty sure it was one of the twins.
I bet that was an enlightening conversation.
I bet. Yeah, as a Bachelor fan, that's pretty cool to see them out in the wild, you know?
Out in the wild?
It was. I mean, you see them on TV, and then you see them out in the wild together.
Okay, can we talk about Kelly's sex life?
Yeah,
now?
We can. Okay. Wow. Since Robbie didn't answer the phone, we'll try to maybe one day.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid this is going to be anticlimactic, too, after all the buildup.
Well, you said you guys overshared on a sandwich and some loving.
We did.
The podcast was released yesterday.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Why is it your
basically,
fault?
Well, I thought after 3 months of marriage, we should kind of check in with each other and make sure we're happy with the way things are going.
So that's where you guys were at.
Quarterly checkup. All
so
right.
This is where the oversharing took place on the podcast.
From A to F, rate if your partner is sexually responsive.
Mom.
Why do you say it that way?
Because you can't record it.
Well.
Babe! Come on.
Well, this has been.
This is on internet.
Oh.
What do you mean this has been?
Facebook
this
Live.
Oh.
Been a topic of discussion lately.
Oh.
I'm tired.
You brought it up.
Oh. I'm sure there are couples out there and they're.
We're 3 months married.
Oh.
Their ideal times to do laundry.
Oh.
That's code.
They may not coincide.
Right.
100%. All the time. Some people get up in the morning, they are standing up straight. Some of us, in the evenings, we go out with friends and throw down some gigundous meal with dessert and drinks and a bottle of champagne when we could have had date night.
And if we do have a date night, we're going to go out and have steaks and drinks, and we're still going to be in the same predicament afterwards. Because one of us is always.
It's more a kind of day thing.
What?
We got to get that figured out.
Oh. It's a what?
The during the time or the kind. What am I
the
saying?
The time of day.
I'm all flustered. The time of day. I used to have a job where I worked 5 minutes from home.
You don't have time.
No?
Wait, so he's talking about what he used to do?
Well, let's just say it.
This is really? So awkward. Got real hot in here.
I'm not hot.
Damn, I'm sweating everywhere.
So, you guys aren't synced up?
No.
No. I think we got Jerry and Connie Raspberry on line three.
They're married now. That's what happens.
So what he's trying to say is...
The honeymoon's over.
So he's a morning person.
He's a morning person. Well, guess where I am in the morning? I'm at work.
You need to be with your husband.
It's impossible for us to be morning people with this job.
I'm not a morning person.
No, it's not impossible.
Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. That's it, Jenna. That's the problem.
So Kelly needs more.
I would prefer that. He has the sleep apnea issue, so he is always tired, for Saturday and Sunday morning, which are the 2 days of the week that I get to sleep in.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's the problem.
What's even worse is that with the snoring... Kelly, with the snoring, like he's sleeping, God. So you're not getting what you want.
I'm
he's
so
sleeping,
tired.
And you're still awake.
I consider snoring like an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. No, not for us, not for our the non-snorers.
Oh man,
that was the most awkward.
Because you guys Facebook Live these things, so it's not.
That's
like
why it's so awkward, because I know everybody's watching us as we're having this conversation, and it's just like, oh babe, I can't believe.
Oh,
but since you asked, and I have a hard time lying, I have to. Tell it since you brought it up.
What are the solutions to this?
Lighter dinners?
Well,
lighter food.
Dinners,
yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, going to bed without checking your phone, you know, laying there checking social media, that would probably help.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of
no
thing.
No dessert.
As well.
No champagne.
No. I mean,
you're absolutely right, though. Like, no phone, because then you have to talk to each other.
Yeah. And we have to, like,
and then it leads somewhere.
Oh, hey, what's going on over there?
Oh, man.
So after that podcast, what happened?
We went to bed. Went straight to bed, went to sleep.
So even after you guys talked about
we
it, you guys
were tired. It was late.
You didn't resolve
it.
It
was late.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it was late,
I'm
and
speechless.
We went to bed.
Oh, man.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know how to fix that.
I don't know what to say.
JC, can you fix it for us?
I don't,
What about,
you should write a love letter to Kelly.
I know what the problem is.
Well, now Kelly's going to be ready for Bone Pick Monday already.
Right? Or not.
No, by Monday, I'm fine.
Yeah. Bone Pick Tuesday, Bone Pick Wednesday,
No Bone Pick.
Oh, man. Didn't you say he asked me a question? Was it around that time when you guys were talking about the...
No, it was before that. Okay. If you would like to appear on a podcast.
Oh, it's not that one, though.
No, not for that.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to appear on that one.
Yeah, we could maybe talk about that.
He needs
more
JC
in depth.
To tag in.
Maybe JC and Kenzie can offer their help.
No, my wife will be way too candid. My wife is way too unfiltered to be
way
on
too.
Facebook Live.
way too.
So do you offer your services more than twice a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys have always...
We can't talk about this stuff. It's so awkward.
But you guys, you always have laundry clean. Like, it's always ready.
Yeah, I mean,
You always have something to wear.
Wardrobe's always on fleek.
Always folded.
Yeah. But JC takes naps in the day. He doesn't have sleep problems at night. He works out a lot, so he's, you know, his testosterone is on... Yeah, up here.
You say your man got low T?
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't say that. I'm just saying because he works out, that's known to produce it. I didn't say that.
Dang.
But I didn't say that.
I don't
know
what Al's laughing at. Al, you never want to do laundry.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Mr. Go Home Early and didn't hit on any girls at the bar last night?
I have anybody to do laundry with.
You could have if you would have stayed a little bit longer. A bunch of girls showed up.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh. You could go to a dry cleaner's.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.